Welcome to a new episode of Liftoff, a Jets football podcast, with your host, Chris, and from playlikeajet.com, Mr. Sharman Phillip. And remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at Liftoff Jets. You can follow Sharman at GrownFolk1980. You could also catch his articles every week at playlikeajet.com. You can also follow myself at CP7NY. And you could also find our podcast wherever you find your podcasts, at Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, and iHeartRadio. And you can also find us at SportsWire Radio, at sportsanarium.com/player. And you can follow the station manager there, Thomas Bryce, at ThomasBryce2017, for all the scheduling of all the other great shows that are on there. Sharman, we are here.
Ah, man.
That was a long off season.
Was it? You know, man, I am so excited. And I know I'm not the only one. I know most Jets fans are, and we can't contain ourselves, and we can't stay off Twitter, and we want to be part of every conversation. if we, you know, we're thinking it's some kind of slight at the Jets, we're like, wait a minute, did you say this?
Right.
You know, I implore my fellow Jets fans to calm the hell down. Take it easy. We'll have plenty of times to be insufferable. Because trust me, I am planning to be. So, but I'm a simmer for now. And I'll get to a really smooth boil by mid to late season. Trust me. So.
Been building, right? We've had a lot of simmering for the last.
I don't know what we were doing, but I know for sure it wasn't simmering.
No.
There was very little action there, bro.
No.
It wasn't working.
True.
So, yep, we'll take this. We'll take the excitement. We'll take the nervous teams around the NFL and the talking heads that, you know, that won't have bad, you know, the bad New York Jets to talk crap about, mm-hmm. You know. We'll take all of that, because right now you could tell they are is nervous, because they're like, there's no way they're not winning the AFC East. There's no way. Go to the playoffs? I don't know about that.
Yeah, I have a problem with them saying that, right? Like we always say, every team has to prove it first before they bring all their flowers or whatever you want to call it. So we have to prove it. The team still on paper, yeah, we got probably the best team in the AFC East. But you know what? We have to prove it now. No matter what, right? No matter how good our offseason was, no matter how good the roster looks right now, it's great to have a future Hall of Fame quarterback playing for us. But at the end of the day, we have to prove it. Every week, we have to win. And one game, even if we beat Buffalo week one by 20 points, 15 points, it ain't going to matter. Because week two, you got to prove it over again. Week three. And for me, I think the outside of health and all that, I think a really important part of this season is going to be coaching. Really big time, because they have to step it up. Just like the players do, the coaches got to step it up too. Because not only do they have to coach well during, you know, make good calls and all that, but they have to keep this team, what's the right word? Humble, working hard, whatever word, hungry, because every week they're going to have to prove it. Every single week, because every week they're going to be doubted. And every week they got to prove it. So every week,
everybody will give them everything they have. This is the NFL created an NFL championship team without actually playing any games. When you broadcast the New York Jets the way the NFL has, the way the NFL Network has, the way the ESPN has, the way at FS1 has, everyone has spent more than 50% of their time talking about Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. And people are tired of hearing, players are tired, coaches are tired of hearing about the Jets and how they're going to run the table, which, by the way, nobody's ever said. But this is what happens. You know, you get all this attention, and everybody is gonna be shooting at you because they want to humiliate you, and they want to point at you and say, "Well, you didn't deserve all this attention because you're trash anyway." You know, and on top of everything I just said, it's the New York Jets. They're supposed to be basement cellar dwellers. That's what they're supposed to be. You know, they're never supposed to be anything but that. They can't. What are you talking about? They could never be anything else. I recently had a conversation with my brother, who is not particularly a big football fan, so he doesn't really know too much about the NFL like that. And I told him, "Hey man, you've seen my Jets, you know, Jets might do something this year." And he's like, "They're not doing anything." You know what I mean? And the craziest thing is, yeah, you know, that's the craziest thing. It's like, that's the attitude of a lot of people staring at what's going on in New York.
We hear it
And
every
the own,
time, old Jets,
yeah,
right?
exactly. And the only way we could take that crown and shove it up anyway
All right.
is to win. That's it.
Yeah. So any like the roster came out today, they finalized whatever. Any
Yes.
surprises for me? We talked about it a little bit before, was the wide receivers.
Yes.
I'm surprised those three guys made it. Obviously because of Corey Davis retiring, stepping away, whatever you want to call it, Brownlee, Gibson, and Irvin Charles, all three of them made the 53 men. What's your thoughts?
Crazy. Yeah. I mean, I saw the positives. The coaches talking about them, loving them, liking what they brought to the table day in and day out. So I understood. You know, it was surprising when it happened, but then when I kind of went back and thought about, you know, during camp, the way the, you know, from Hard Knocks and One Jets Drive, how coaches and the players spoke about these guys, it kind of, it's less of a surprise, you know. I think it was made easier when CD retired or stepped away.
Yeah.
But I'm you know, congratulations to the young man, you know, and it's on now. The fact that you just earned a spot to dance in the fire. You know, you thought it was hot before when you was around it. No, you hadn't been in it yet.
It's a
Yeah, you right. You listen. This is just how it is,
That's a
you
great.
know. Because in the NFL, it's the 1% of the 1%. You know, people don't understand how good pro football players are, or anybody in pro sports is. A lot of guys that get cut from teams, whether it be hockey or basketball or baseball or football, you think they suck. But I would bet you money that you wouldn't be able to play with them at all. You wouldn't even be able to hang with them. If you ever watched guys that get, you know, like G League basketball players that never play, that can't make a squad in the NBA. You ever watch them play at the YMCA? You're like, wait, shouldn't you be playing in the NBA? Because what the hell? Right? But then you see an actual NBA player face him and he makes him look stupid. So that's the difference. And for these kids, that's what they're stepping in. That's why I called it a dance in the fire. And if you to survive that fire, that dance, you gotta learn quickly, learn on the fly, be attentive, be assertive, you know, adjust with the quarterback, you know, learn his little quirks and his little, you know, all the little things, and just continue to be the best that you could be every day. And just take advantage of the little, because you might just get the ball thrown your way a small amount of times, if you can't do everything you could do, everything you could do humanly possibly, anything you could make humanly within your human possibility, you should do that and more. Because if you do, then you could make the most of this opportunity. You know, so I'm happy for them.
Definitely.
But yeah, it was a little surprising at first. But then again, like I said, I went back and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, they definitely deserved it. And I just looking at some of the cuts from other teams, like you didn't see any big name receivers fall through the cracks. So I thought, you know what? You may as well give these guys a shot, you know, because they've done it in, you know, I know it's only camp and preseason games, but they have shown up. You know what I mean? You could tell they want the spot. So, hey, you know what? It's the bottom three. So hopefully, you know, maybe we'll see Gibson return some punts as well, maybe a kickoff return as well. So could only be good stuff. Any other surprises or? I think so, right?
Nobody that I could think of, you know. We know Bam was, we figured that Bam was the odd man out, and he ended up being that guy with Izzy on the team, I think. Especially early in the season, Breece Hall is not going to be making a lot of carries. It's going to be Dalvin Cook, Michael Carter, and Abanikanda. So most definitely, Zach Wilson being the number two behind Aaron Rodgers is what we knew. Was going to be, they're going to carry two quarterbacks. I know there's people that are not too happy about that. It is what it is. Jeremy Ruckert has made the team as a third tight end. They carried four for now. I don't know what the final is going to be. But it's interesting to me because Ruckert play showed a lot of growth between year one and year two, watching him in practice. They could use him a lot of ways because this guy is a blocking specialist. And as a receiver, he showed a lot of growth. I think there was one play that I remember clearly where he kind of had an up and out, like an out cut and route. And he kind of did the kind of a dead leg, shook the corner out of his shoes and then just, you know, went out. You know, wide open, caught the ball from Aaron Rodgers. To me, him being able to separate is something that's incredible in my opinion, because this kid has a lot of athleticism, untapped athleticism in my opinion, and he could catch the ball. So added to the fact that, you know, for sure this man could block at the level that he can, he could also be a dependable receiver. So question is, it's like, for me, you could use him for so many different things, being that you have Uzama and Conklin. You could run him. Imagine, because I think initially the fullback that we had on Baldwin, I don't think he made the initial roster. I don't know if they're going to bring him back, but
they did eventually bring him back.
They didn't bring him back? Okay, so he's under 53?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because I was about to say maybe the possibility that he could use Ruckert as a blocking back, but I think that's crazy, because you know that's a deep tight end room in my opinion, and they all could do different things on different levels, but I think you'll see Ruckert rise through the ranks because of the blocking skills, so that's gonna be that. Everybody knows what the five looks like up front for the offensive line, and there's no surprises there. On defense, no. I mean, go ahead.
Hot made it the linebacker. I thought
who's
they were
that?
With four, but they went with five linebackers.
That is interesting too. I think that's an interesting thing. Remember, I really liked what Barnes brought during the what he did. So you have guys back there with, you know, with Quincy and Mosley, that you know, that actually could fly. Those guys are pretty fast and pretty good at coverage. I mean, Surratt's game has always been speed. I think he showed a little bit more physicality than I've ever seen him play with, in my opinion. So I'm happy about that. Barnes is definitely a physical specimen, and then Sherwood is more of a cerebral type player. I think he put on a little bit more weight, showed a little bit more physicality, but I don't know if, I'm waiting to see that more of that from him. They're gonna take out, honor wrap Tony Adams in the for the first game, I guess. With White, it looks like Whitehead and Tony Adams are gonna be the starters. With Amos playing that third safety when you need it, probably he's gonna sometimes play the third linebacker too, depending on some like a nickel call or something like that. So, but I don't think there were any other surprise than that.
Yeah, that's true. And then the practice squad. I just sent you over one of the guys. It just came up. San Fran. What's his name? Marcelino Ball.
McCrary Ball, yeah, probably a specialty, a specialist at, a lot of those guys you're gonna see their names are mostly specialists, practice squad guys, that they're gonna do, they're gonna use. So,
Yeah, and Tenzel Smart was the guy at first didn't make it, but then we got him back on the practice squad. He's been on our practice squad now, I think 3, 4 years.
yeah.
So.
And yeah, man, it's crazy because I don't think this kid is a I don't think he's a bad player.
No.
I don't think I think he's pretty good. It's just that the Jets' talent is incredible, bro. Like,
Yeah.
who would you pick him to play above, on that defensive line? And nobody, there's nobody that he at his position. You, JFM, Thomas.
Lemon.
Quinn, Quinnen,
Oh, I'm sorry. That
Clemens,
Woods.
Woods. Yeah, that no, they, he's not in. He's not in there. He's not in there in their vicinity when it comes to talent or play level, So, yeah, there's no way he would beat any of them out at all. Even if he had a really good camp, in my opinion, But at least he's on the practice squad. At least he could feed his cute baby. If you didn't see Hard Knocks, had a cute little daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. So at least he'll be able to feed his family, man.
Definitely. So yeah, so I think we're ready, man. This team is ready to go. And what's great is that it's mostly healthy, right? There's only a couple of guys they added to the IR. They added Yeboah and Yeboah and what was the other guy that they added? It's going to come to me. But yeah, just a couple of guys, but no major injuries. Oh, Carter Warren, the tackle that we had drafted out of Pitt, he was added to injured reserve. So they'll be at a minimum of the first 4 weeks of the season. But other than that, this team is healthy, and that's all we wanted, right? Going into camp and, and the preseason games, we just wanted these guys to come out healthy, and that's what they did. So I think we're ready to roll.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's awesome that everybody's getting healthy at the right time.
We could not ask for
Yeah, it
at this
just
point.
adds to the excitement, bro.
Absolutely. So
Yeah,
we're gonna get into we're gonna go into our preview now. We do our over and under with the win totals. I got them off the internet the other day. So where do you want to start? AFC or NFC? I'll let you pick.
let's start NFC, man.
NFC, all right. So let's start with the NFC East. Start at the top. Philadelphia over and under is 11 and a half. You know where I'm going, so.
I know where you're going. I don't, I mean, that, I mean, w w can anybody say with with, you know, with a straight face that that's a fluky team. You can't say that.
No.
That's an incredibly talented team, man. You know, with a quarterback that is on the cusp of becoming one of the, what would you say? If you would rank him, he's just below the elite level quarterbacks, no?
Yeah.
With the way he played last year.
He's right there. That
performance in the Super Bowl, I mean, sheesh.
I mean, he still has to prove it. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Great for one season doesn't make you elite, but yeah, he's right there. The only thing that scares me about Philly, two things. You have new coordinators on both sides of the ball, number one. And number two, you got a lot of new starters on defense. Really good ones, but they're all new. So I think it's going to take time for this team to gel on defense. The offense is basically the same, but the defense is what I'm concerned about.
Defense, you shouldn't be concerned with defenses gelling. Defenses are reactionary by trade, right? So more than anything else, it's the knowledge of what they're doing that matters most. It's not them playing together. Do all these guys understand the defensive philosophy being taught there before they reach the field? Are they on one accord as in understanding what their jobs are? Normally what happens is you have a bunch of guys coming into a system that they don't understand, that they haven't played in before. You know what I mean? And from my understanding, a lot of those guys, even if they're new, they've played in this system in a certain way. You know, the system is very what it is. It's not new to them. You know. So right. I don't think there's gonna be this fall off, you know, because they haven't played together when it comes to Eagles. I think they're gonna hit the ground running. And I think the question is, because the Eagles corners played lights out last year, partly because of that pass rush, because I mean they broke records, but also partly because both guys played at an elite level all season, starting from the beginning. Like, they were playing crazy from the first game.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I think the Eagles are still going to be the dogs of, you know, the champs of the NFC East.
Yeah.
I definitely think they're going to win. I take the over 11. I say they win 12 games.
Yeah. I would at least.
Yeah.
A little more, but okay. What about Dallas at 9.5? This is where it starts to get interesting.
Man.
Dallas. the way you answer is enough.
It's confusing to me.
Yes.
Because I don't know if I've said it on this podcast, but when your coach lets go of the offensive coordinator, right, you would think that he was the problem. But if anybody could Google, check the offensive standings of the Cowboys last year and tell me if that sounds like a team that needs to fire their offensive coordinator. Mm. That makes absolutely no sense. It's one of the best offenses in the NFL. Right?
Yep.
And not only that, the coach made it seem with a little snarky remark about him running the ball more this year, almost like he was saying that the former offensive coordinator wasn't running the ball. One of the best running teams in the NFL last year. What are we talking about?
Could you classify it as like a deflection by the head coach?
Thank you very much. What else there is there to say? Because it does not make any sense to me. I know that he was the scapegoat. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, this one, whatever. Listen to me. Please explain to me how this team was so good offensively last year if it wasn't for the offensive coordinator.
Yep.
You can't. You're gonna say, oh, they didn't run the ball well. Yes, they did. And they, well, what they were like top six or top five in the NFL in passing offense? What? What are you talking about?
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? And then, oh, because they didn't have weapons. So how the hell they got all these yards?
They didn't have weapons? Well, okay, so this year, their top three wide receivers are CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, and Michael Gallup.
There you go. And if people don't forget who Brandon Cooks is, I think Brandon Cooks has performed admirably at almost every stop he's gone into. Doesn't matter which quarterback he played under.
One of the more underrated
players. Agreed. And you put him in an offense where the ball comes out, goes down the field, which is one of his, that's what he does. Get open downfield. That's what he does. That's his mark. You know, go to YouTube and put Brandon Cooks highlights. Most of them are him burning somebody downfield. 20-something, 30-something yards, 40-something yards downfield. No?
Yo.
So you have that. You have CeeDee Lamb that could do that too, but also could eat up yards underneath. And you have a yak guy who is, what's his name? The kid you just mentioned that's coming off an injury, of course. You don't know what he's going to have, you know, coming into the season. But I think given everybody being healthy, I think this offense is still going to do. My worry is there's ego involved here. And this coach goes, oh, no, we don't need to throw the ball as much anymore. We're going to take the ball out of Dak's hands and we're going to run the ball more.
Well, now, and you that, it, right? Yeah. Now you got Tony Pollard, who was really good, but he was also like a 1A, 1B. So now you got just Tony Pollard and you got a rookie, Deuce Vaughn, back there.
Yeah, and Vaughn, as good as I know Vaughn is, because I like the kid, you know, I don't think Vaughn is an NFL running back like that. Not for you to ask him to do one-on-one with, you know what I mean? Like, probably a third running back, but a second? Yeah. Or one you would want to trade, you know, trade carries with? I don't know about that, man. I don't know about this. So, like always, the Cowboys are in some kind of ego crap. That's what they do. So I think just for that reason, not because to me, I think they're a better team than that. But if 10, what you said, 10 and a half is the...
Nine and a half
is it is?
Yep, 9.5. It's tough because it's right there. They're right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I could see them going 9-8. I could see them going 10-7.
Yep. I could see them winning 10 games. I could see them winning 10 games.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what? I take that back. And I'll tell you why I take that back. I think we're not being honest here because we're not talking about the opponents they will have to play. I think other than the Dolphins defense, which we don't know, in the AFC East, all the defenses they'll face in the AFC East are top shelf defenses. Last year they did not play that many top shelf defenses, and not only top shelf defenses, but top shelf defenses against the pass. The Patriots were top five, stop the pass. The Bills were top five, stop the pass. The Jets was top eight, stop the pass. You're not going to go in and keep shelling the ball all over the place. And take it to the other side. The Patriots were top five, stopping the run. The Bills were top eight, stopping the run. The Jets were top 10, stopping the run. So, you know, you're not going in, you know, facing a teams that are like, you know, that you could beat up on offense, you could just throw the ball all over the yard or bludgeon them. You better have a game plan playing those three teams. Like I said, I don't know. I mean, I will say that for Miami, I love the fact that they brought Fangio in, changed the kind of a culture they had there with that whole New England blitz happy kind of style that they had going on down there. Which, in my opinion, really did not do them justice, because it's part of the reason why their defense looked so bad. I think it was partly because of injury, but also partly because they just, you know, they didn't have the players to do what they're doing. They're going to play something more coverage-based. So I say, yeah.
I'm going under.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I that was a long way of me saying, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, no, you know why? Because I don't know. I just, they brought in Trey Lance. Not that that's a big thing, obviously. It's kind of.
No, that's not part of it, in my opinion. That's not
No,
gonna change anything
but
they do this year.
when you're talking about egos and everything else, it's just that team just doesn't sit right with me at all.
I
A lot
agree.
of talent, but they just don't sit right with me. So I'm
Agreed.
gonna go under, just slightly under, like 7, 8 wins maybe. But
Yeah.
all right, here's a good one: the Giants, 7.5.
I think they go over.
Yeah.
I think they go over because I trust the coach.
Yep.
I trust the coach, and man, you got to give a round of applause to Joe Schoen. I think that's his name. That's the GM. Yeah. You got to give it. I mean, the moves that he's made, in my opinion, I think you got to give him a round of applause for that. Yeah, he kind of the same way the coach came in and like kind of just took the bull by the horns, he has done the same thing for the front office. So it's an incredibly kind of a good match for coach and GM that I see. This offseason was pretty good for them. I like what they did. I'm still worried about what they have on linebacker at linebacker and in their secondary, but if they could still, the way that this guy coached last year, if he could pull that out again, man, yeah, they still, to me, that's an over team. They win more than 7 games.
Yeah, I do. I like the Giants this year because they should be just as good as last year. And they were 9-7, 9-7-1 last year. So
Yeah.
I think they could be just as good.
Yep.
What about Washington at 6.5?
That's the team I think people are not talking about, that in my opinion is going to be a little better than people think they'll be. I think that, and I just think on the whole, other than what I said about the Cowboys, I think that they're going to be a problem to face. I think we're going to face them, so we know that they're going to be a problem to face. I think they've grown defensively. They've shored up a lot of issues that they had in their secondary, and they've also shored up a lot of stuff they had in their offensive line. I mean, we don't know what that offense will look like yet, with their new offensive coordinator, but I think I will, favor the fact that there's an adult in the room in the coach. Even if he's kind of slipped out and said some kind of crazy stuff that I'm like, wait, what are you, what, why did you say that? This off season. But I think they'll be better than we think. How about that? I think so. Slightly, but I think they'll be better than we
I
think.
think so, like 7, maybe 8 wins.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm telling you, it wouldn't surprise me.
He came around a little bit at the end, and they've been
Yeah.
raving about him all preseason, and
Very true.
so yeah. And there's talent on that team.
Yep, a lot of places.
Right.
Linebacker,
Yep.
defensive line, offensive line, wide receiver, running back. Yeah, people don't talk about the talent on that team, but there's guys all over that team.
All right, so we'll go over there both. All right, so let's go. All right, so basically it's going to be Philly, the way we're going, Philly, Giants, Dallas, Washington.
Yep.
That sounds
I'm
about,
with you.
yeah. All right, so NFC North, New York, everybody's team that everybody wants to talk about this year. 9.5 is their over and under this year.
Continuity with the offense is interesting to me, because what they did last year, I think nobody saw that coming, no?
No, I don't think so. Not this quick. I thought this year we could have seen what happened last year. So, what's going to happen this year? Are they going to take that step up or do they take the step down this year? I
I
say,
think they I would say that.
step up.
Yeah, I think so too. Because what I think energizes me about the Lions is the fact that for the first time their defensive coordinator will actually have the guys that he needs to play his system. That's, to me, that's what matters, because last year it really didn't, and it showed. Despite ranking top five in the NFL in offense and putting up so many points this during the year, they still couldn't stop a nosebleed on defense. And I like what they did, what they're doing up front with the pass rushes, adding that, adding depth. And for the first time in a while, they've added really good, talented linebackers that I think have a chance in this league. So, yeah, I like what they could do. They did, man. I know that was kind of a head-scratching move, exchanging line running backs. But when you see this one, you'll understand.
Oh, yeah. I think Gibbs is going to fit in very nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. So we both got over. What about Minnesota at 8.5?
Interesting team. Another team I think that fortified their stance. What would... Please explain to me the Dalvin Cook situation.
It makes no sense why they got rid of him.
Yep. I don't get it. If you're still in March, you're marching towards being one of the better teams in the NFL. Okay. I don't know. Did you self-scout properly and pay attention to how you won all these games last year? Because, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of that was more fluky than it was actually them going out and dominating teams, no?
Yeah, some of them, sure.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if that's what the deal is, then you have to continue the domination, in my opinion. And I don't know if they did enough on defense, which is always the question with Minnesota, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's my question is, why do you think that what you did on defense is good enough? I don't know, but you know. So I'm not, that team is not winning 12 games again. I'll just put it to you that way.
No,
they're not.
What they did last year.
No.
Yeah, they won 13 games.
I mean 13, sorry.
Right, but this over and under, it's only 8.5. That's what I'm surprised.
Yeah.
That's not that high, but
over the years I've learned that when numbers like that come out, there's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. And I will definitely lean on the fact that probably people are disqualifying the fact that they haven't done enough on defense. You know what I mean? So I say they go over, but 9 games is the limit for them.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go under.
Okay.
Just
under 8?
Yeah, or 8. 7 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I
think the NFC is, remember, if you count the NFC and count me the teams that you actually trust in the NFC. You have the Eagles. We talked about the Eagles. We talked about the Cowboys. We talked about the Giants, right?
Mm.
That's 3 teams. You know who they are. You know Seattle, right?
Yep. San Fran.
And San Fran. That's it. That's 5 teams. Tell me which other team is on that level.
Yeah, not in the South. I wouldn't touch anybody in the South.
No, the South is not.
Well, we're going to have to touch them with our picks, but I wouldn't put any money on any of those picks for the NFC South.
So, but my point for saying this is there's 5 teams in the NFC that you trust. That's it.
Right.
You know, and any of the teams I mentioned, you think the Vikings could go into their home and beat them more than once for the season?
I think so. I think they could, you know, in the
NFC. Which one? The Cowboys?
The top
teams? Yeah, of the 5 teams I just mentioned, right.
Philly, Dallas, maybe. The Giants, maybe. Definitely not San Fran. And I'm going to say definitely not Seattle, too.
Right. So the only team they're interchangeable with is the Giants.
Right. Or Dallas.
Or Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're basically the if you're ranking them, they're the line of demarcation between the great teams and the stupid team.
They're in the mix of that middle. They're in the middle right there. the upper part of the middle, but not the lower part of the middle.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
Not
I
elite,
understand what you're saying.
bad, good, but not that good, but not that bad either. So
Yeah.
I hate to use the word mid, but that's probably what I
Yeah,
know about.
that's the new kids.
All
Yep.
right. So speaking of the new kids, what about the Bears at 7.5? Do you believe in Justin Fields? That's what it comes down to.
And I do, and I do. I was a Justin Fields fan coming out. You know, that was the player for me. I trust that he's gonna learn. I trust that he's gonna grow. He's spent that this is gonna be his second year playing with this offensive coordinator. I think the fact that they went out and off the bat got him weapons in the passing game. He did not have weapons last year. He got weapons now. Not only did he get weapons, but they also actively went out and tried to get him a new offensive line. We know for the last couple of years how bad the Bears offensive line has been. So the fact that they've actively tried to do all this is encouraging to me. So I think that Bears offense is going to be better. What's the over and under again?
7.5.
Okay. Well, the issue is on defense, no?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of youth there. That's going to be the problem for me. I think they're going to have games where they play really, really well. But there's a lot of youth, man. There's a lot of youth at corner. There's a lot of youth everywhere on that team. But they're talented though.
Right.
That defense is young but talented. That's the thing, and it's interesting to see. But my up front, the issue for me is always is like, yeah, man, Danielle Hunter is still your pass rusher king. I don't know, you know, like, is he still that guy? I don't know about that. You know what I mean? So I'm iffy about that defense, man. I'm iffy about what they're gonna do this year. So, you know, I'm not sold on them at all.
So you're gonna go
under. So if yeah, I'm definitely going under.
Yeah, I got under also. I'm not sold. They're coming, but I think they got another year. Let's see.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Here's the interesting one. Green Bay, they're also at 7.5. Jordan Love's. We're starting the Jordan Love era, finally. Listen, Green Bay, if they're the same team as last year, that's not a bad team. They won, what, 8 games with Aaron Rodgers not playing great, too, on top of that. So, I think Jordan Love is going to be okay. I'm not saying he's going to be an elite quarterback, but I think he's going to be okay. He's been on the bench for 3 years learning from Aaron Rodgers and learning this offense. So if he's not good by now, he'll never be good. So that's why I think he has to be good. I don't think he's going to be top 10 good, but I think he's going to be good enough to win some game. I'm going to go over.
And what's the number?
7.5.
For Green Bay.
And then 8 games last year?
Yeah, they won 8 last year, yeah.
8 and 9.
Yeah. I'm with you on it. I think they're still going to bring that good offensive line play.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to give them time, I think.
They can still run the ball, right?
Yeah, they still have Jones.
The other guy.
And I think Love's athleticism is going to add to the game. The way they play, they're probably going to give him a few chances to break away. I don't think they're going to like basically design runs for him, but I think the fact that he could get out and pick up, you know, a first down here and there, or probably even extend that, is something that's going to cause defenses to, you know, defensive coordinators to lose sleep. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Right. Okay, so it looks like Detroit, then me and you are kind of split on Minnesota, so either Minnesota, Green Bay, then Chicago last in the division.
Yeah.
All right, NFC South, this is where it's all over the place. Every team have no idea, but Saints are at 9.5. They got Derek Carr.
Playing the teams they're gonna be playing in that division, they're gonna win more games than people give them credit for. What do you think?
Yeah, in the division, yeah, because that division, I feel a little bit good about the Falcons, but I don't know about their quarterback. Panthers, rookie quarterback. Bucks, you got Baker Mayfield. I feel like it's a rebuild season for the Bucks. So, yeah, I think the Saints are probably the best team there. I think they can win 10 games, 11. They may not be a good 10-11 win team, but I think they could win that many games.
Yeah, because they're going to be feasting on bad teams.
Right.
And they're better than most of the teams in the NFC, in my opinion. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Falcons are at 8.5. Falcons are an interesting team because
– very interesting.
I don't know what to – I don't know how to feel about their quarterback, right, Ritter? You know, if he was a little better, I would say, yeah, this is a – I think this is a team that could make a run, but I don't know. Did he do enough last year? His last four games, he went 2-2. He only threw for 708 yards in those four games. So,
I think
no picks.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be a world beater because I think this is going to be a run first team.
Oof. Right, they drafted Robinson. Yeah, John Robinson.
Yeah. Well, when you see that guy play, you're gonna, yeah, it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna be a problem.
Yeah, they did it. They did it. They even with they played, you know, subpar ball last year. You could tell that they're a pretty good offense. Running the ball actually, not anything else. So that's the thing. I think Drake London, is gonna grow a little bit more. I like him. They got players, man. They got players. Where is Kyle Pitts, the monster that we supposedly? I don't understand what's going on there with this guy. How could you hide? How could you hide a guy like that?
Yeah, something's up. That kid.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Should be dominant.
Yeah. He should be featured more too. And I gotta say, you know, that's something you might see a little bit more of, but I don't know. With that offensive coordinator, he kind of is one of those guys that like to stick to his guns, man. You know, let's hope he sees the light, man. Let loose Kyle Pitts, man. Let him loose.
I think if there's any team in that division that could take over the Saints, it would be Atlanta.
Yes, agree.
Right, but I don't know if they will. I don't know if they got enough yet, especially quarterback. I don't know what to think of Ritter whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm with you, man. I don't know. I don't know where I'm. You know,
honestly,
I don't know where to put them.
Say just under eight, maybe eight wins. I don't know if they could win 9 games. That's taxing a lot.
Yeah, I think I'm going with 7 for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So under the Panthers, 7.5. They're starting who are they starting? The quarterback.
Panthers.
Right, not Stroud, right? Stroud is the kid that's on the Texans. What's this guy? Carolina has
Young.
It's Young from Alabama. That's it.
Yes.
He's starting.
Yeah. And then they got their kid, the running back from the Eagles, Sanders.
Yeah.
It's
okay. I'm not a...
You're not a big fan?
I was okay with the Eagles letting him go. I had a feeling.
The kid that's interesting to everybody is the Jonathan Mingo kid that they drafted. Him and Chark, the tandem, could do some. Hurst has always been like a kind of a promise that hasn't delivered on offense. But the thing is young, man, and the cool, calm, collected, the kind of mantra that he kind of speaks every time he steps on the field. I think he could kind of bring something out of this. You know, there's players on this team that, to me, I remember when Terrence Marshall a few years ago came out, we thought this dude was supposed to be a monster. Hasn't been able to kind of awaken. I think Young is the perfect quarterback to take advantage of some of the assets they have on offense. So I think they perform way better than people think. I think on defense they have speed, they have physicality, you know, they have pass rushing burns. So it's it, you know. Yeah, I like them. I'm gonna go over with them.
I'm gonna still go under. They only won 7 games last year, so I don't know. I don't think the Young is ready.
Okay.
Another year, and they got what Andy Dalton is their backup. So
yes.
The Bucks at 6.5. Go over, right? I mean, they've got to win 7 games. Is this team that bad?
They're not. They're a very talented team, man. The only thing is that is the quarterback good enough to hang with the pros that he has for the first time? He's never had that kind of talent around him before, right? Baker Mayfield.
The 1 year with Cleveland that he went to the playoffs, maybe.
There you go. Well, I'm not saying that they're going to go to the playoffs, but I think you're right. I think if you're going to pick a team to go over, I think they're the team to go over right here. I think the Saints and the Bucks are going to battle for the South Division.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah,
there's still talent there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it looks like Saints, Bucks, and Falcons, Panthers fighting for 3rd and 4th. So NFC West, of course, San Francisco, class of the division, class of the NFC, right, with Philly. They're at 10.5 over and under. So that seems pretty easy.
Yeah, they're going over. This roster is one of the best rosters in the NFL, and I'm not talking about top 5. I'm talking about top 3. Everywhere. Safety, linebacker, running back. The only place you're going to question is quarterback. And yeah, that's about it.
And Purdy went 5-0 last year.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, so, I'm going over as well. I'm with you.
Imagine paying a king's ransom for a player, and a freaking 6th round player come in, and make you trade him away. That's how good he played.
Taking the draft.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
They're lucky they lucked out with him, because if he didn't,
yeah,
how bad would
well that... They would have to kind of stick it out with Trey Lance. That's all. I don't think Trey Lance is done. I'm not one of those believers that Trey Lance is a bust. I think Trey Lance hasn't had opportunities.
No, exactly.
That's like nobody knows. No, I don't care what anybody says. You do not know. And then people are trying to pick him apart in the preseason about his eyes and slow, you know, how he's, you know, he's not recognizing certain things. He hasn't played NFL football.
Right.
He is not a 2-year starter or a 3-year starter like Zach Wilson, and going and you're like, man, yeah, I don't think this dude has got it. I think he's probably going to be a backup his whole life. No, he hasn't. What, he started 7 games? Not even. Did he even play that much? Come on, man.
Lance played 2 games last year.
2 games. Yeah, please. Come on, man. No, nobody knows what Lance is. Nobody knows. The 49ers just had to bite the bullet, you know. You know, they saw practice, they saw him in practice, and they knew instantly that the quarterback that they had there was better. That's it.
True. So both over. Seattle, 8.5. I think you got to go over.
Oh, yeah, that's over. Because if you think that team is going to not be continue playing the way they played, you out of your mind.
Seattle's loaded, too.
Oh, yeah. They got talent everywhere, man. And they drafted more.
Right.
That offense, it's not like that offense was like throwing darts everywhere. Geno Smith throwing bombs. Now they drafted the best wide receiver in the draft last year. Yeah.
Jackson Smith.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, an interesting divisional battle between them. The Rams at 6.5.
Over for them, but I don't think it's that much over.
Yeah.
Because, you know, articles being written talking about this kind of division between the older players and the younger players on the roster. One being the quarterback, who's supposed to be the leader. You know, that's not a good look.
To me, it sounds like he's done. Right?
Like he doesn't want to do it anymore?
Kind of like, oh, I can't connect with these guys with their phones. And like, he sounds like he's 80 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It sounds like he's ready to, not saying
I'm old. Yeah, I'm older than the guy. He's here talking about kids on their phones. Bro, chill.
Right.
Find out, like, get out of your own way and you know, and go listen to the stupid music they listen to once in a while with them. You know what I mean? That's all.
Roger.
Just show them that you're interested in them too, man. That you don't think they're, you know, you think they're human beings. You want to give them time. You know,
the poop show this year is going to be Arizona.
Yes, sir.
They look like they're tanking for what's his name, Caleb Williams for USC,
who is supposedly the second coming,
right? As yes, always that one guy, right?
So it's always that one guy.
He's that guy this year.
He is.
They're over and unders at 4.5. Can they go? Can they go winless? That's going to be the story, I think, this year.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, that team is going under. Yeah. I don't see that team winning 4 games, man. You're selling out. You're going into a season selling parts? Come on, man. You're not going to win the race if the car doesn't have a battery.
Right. There you go.
You're not even going to start.
Exactly.
You know.
That's so true.
I'm definitely under.
Yeah, me too. So, all right. So we got Philly, Detroit, New Orleans, San Fran is the division winners. Wild card. Who do you got? I got, let me see. The Giants. I'm going to go Giants. Let's see. Giants, Seattle. Who's the third wild card? It's either going to be Dallas. All right, I'm going to go Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So they sneak in.
Okay.
Who's your wild card? So, because I think we got the same division winners, Philly, right? Detroit.
Yeah, Philly. Yeah. We're the same.
San Fran.
I'm with you with Dallas sneaking in because you're right. The Eagles are going to win.
Seattle.
So Dallas and Dallas, Seattle.
Right. Who's your wild card?
Hmm.
Let me see. Who you got over here? You either got Minnesota,
Giants.
Giants.
And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that just because I'm from New York. I like I said. I like the way the guy, the way the coach played last. The way he coached last year. You gotta give it to him.
Okay. What do you got in the championship game? I'm going to say, oh man, this is tough. Because I don't want to go against Philly, but I think I'm going to.
Really?
I go San Fran over Philly this year.
Man. Wow. Because it's their time.
I don't know. It's, I that Super Bowl after losing the Super Bowl, the team always takes a step down.
Yeah.
No, that's always in my head when a team loses a Super Bowl.
That's always been proven to be true, right? That's one of those stats that's weird, but it's always happened. It's like this recurring thing that nobody could explain.
Once in a while, a team does get back and.
Yeah, but it's rare though. It's rare that the teams do. It's rare that the Super Bowl losing team actually has a really good season the season after. It's more common that the team struggles.
And the way I look at it is like, okay, if Philly's not it, obviously your pick would be San Fran. Who else could be there? Detroit, maybe? I don't think Detroit's going to beat San Fran in the playoffs.
No,
that's me. I don't know.
I don't think that's a possibility. Now, this is the thing, man. I mean, all the prognostication we do, seasons take weird turns, man. Because I'm telling you right now, nobody thought that the Detroit was going to win so many games, nor did they think their offense was going to be that potent. The same thing for the Giants. Same thing for Seattle. So, you know, we could talk right now. You know, we're having fun, but this is, you know, we don't know, man.
So who do you got? You got San Fran going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think for the NFC championship, I think I have San Fran against Seattle.
San Fran.
Yeah, I think the Eagles fall short not getting to the championship.
Man, just I don't know. Something's gonna happen. I don't know. I hope not. Obviously, but we'll see. All right, so let's go to the AFC. We'll start with our division, AFC East. The Bills over and under is 10.5.
Yeah.
Now we started our conversation a little bit earlier. I think this is the year the Bills take the step back. I just feel like here's my thinking too. A couple of years
go
ago,
ahead.
Like they peaked. That game
wow.
Against Buffalo. Against Kansas City. The one that crazy game that went into overtime in the
playoffs.
I feel like that was their peak. Like that was their year to do it. And they didn't do it. Last year they almost lost at home. We were watching it. They almost lost to Miami at home. And Miami had their third string. What was he? He was a seventh rounder too, I think, or a sixth round quarterback.
Yeah. Yep.
Almost lost to that guy at home.
Mm-hmm.
With all the energy they were getting from Hamlin, that whole situation. I mean, I thought they were going to destroy Miami that game. And then, of course, they go out and they barely beat them. And then they, of course, lose to Cincy the following week. I don't know. I just,
yeah.
And we, every year, how long have we been talking about this team? They need,
oh, wow.
They need to run the ball. They need to run the ball. And they don't.
But the craziest thing about it, Chris, is not, it's not that they're a bad rushing team. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people, because I say it a lot, and people don't understand what I mean when I say that the Bills don't run the ball well. Running the ball is a mindset. You could have a bunch of yards and not a good running team, because guess what? If I ask you to get 3 yards now, can you go get it when you really need it? That's the problem. That's their problem. Their problem is not, and I will, to what I just said, I will add a second piece to it. If I asked you to go get 3 yards in a cloud of dust now, how would you attempt to do it? Because for me, as good as the quarterback is, you have to trust your running game, and you have to be able to sweat teams down or beat teams down into submission when you need to. And that means taking the quarterback out of the game by just handing the ball off. And they refuse to do it. I'm not, because if you go Google the amount of rushing yards they had last year, they're not a bad rushing team. You could say probably the reason why they're not a bad rushing team is because their quarterback runs the bunch. That's a possibility. But they gain yards on the ground enough to be a respectable rushing team. The problem is, it's all on the quarterback. all the time. And there's not in to me, there's not enough of a proliferation of the ball during the tough times. You know, I understand that it's the quarterback, man. That's the guy. You need to get him the ball. But it's a team sport too. You know what I mean? So again, I gotta say it again, man, because Brett Coleman's Coleman called him the fighting because that's what they are. It's like, you know, if they go as he goes, and like if he's having a bad game, it's like there's nobody to pick them up. That's not good.
Think about it. Why didn't they try to go after Dalvin Cook?
No idea, man.
Right?
Even with that kid that they got from the Colts getting, you know, injured so badly that he might not even play this season.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think he's done for the year.
Yeah, he had his freak injury, yeah.
But I didn't understand why they didn't go after him. It would have been great. He could have been running with his brother, right? James Cook is there. He had a good season last year. I don't know. It made no sense to me. And again, they don't have that number two option at receiver. They did draft Kincaid, the tight end. I think he's gonna.
I think that's where the ball's gonna go. Yeah. Because the offense is basically that's what it is. It's gonna be him getting the ball a lot. I think you're gonna see it's gonna be a tight end centric thing because I.
It has to be because other than Diggs, who do they got? Gabriel Davis. He proved he's not a good number two. Shakir, he's a good like three or a four. You know, they got nothing else. It's got to be just what you said. It has to be. I think Kincaid's going to be a huge part of that offense.
Yeah, he is. He's going to be a huge part. I agree with you on that, man. I really do. Because I just can't see it, you know.
What do you think? I got them going under. I really do. Not by much.
What's the number?
10.5.
10.5?
Yeah.
To me, as this is what they are, right?
Not a bad
team. No, I think Josh Allen is still one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, man. And once he's walking on his on the field, he's gonna give them a chance to win more times than not. So, say that number again.
10.5.
It's tough, man, because that defense is so good. Because we could talk about that offense however you want. You could question that offensive line however you want. The problem is Josh Allen is gonna give them chance after chance after chance after chance to win games.
Yeah.
And for me, another big thing to me last year, they struggled on defense when DaQuan Jones got injured. Stopping the run, I think we pressed the crap out of them. So I think Jones healthy. I think them going away from their middle linebacker, forget his name, that went to Chicago. And going to paying Milano, asking Milano to do more of the job, you know, more of that slashing stuff. I think that's the way they want to play. It's going to be interesting to see what they do, but you know their safeties are going to bring it. They have pretty talented guys, you know, that could pass rush. So in my opinion, the defense is still going to be really good. So they're gonna win more than 10 games, man. They're gonna win it. They're gonna be in 11 games. I can't go under.
Miami, 9.5.
See, people are trying to convince me that Miami is gonna like break the world open and all of a sudden win 10, 12 games or something, 11, 12 games. I don't see it. I don't see it. And not only because Tua is injury prone, but I like what they did on defense. I like the fact that they brought Fangio over. I'm impressed with what the coach was able to do last year on offense and the amount of points they were able to put up. But where's the pass rush? You're telling me, because I know that Vic Fangio is a rush four guy, right? Right? That's what he does. He's kind of like, he's the kind of defense he likes to play. It's kind of what Salah runs. It's kind of the thing where he plays coverage and rushes four. A lot of stunts, a lot of slants, a lot of scrapes up front. That's what he does. Talented guys, you know, one of our favorites coming out in the draft. Phillips.
Yeah, Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, we knew he was a monster, right? Mm-hmm. Coming out. I think he had 7 sacks last year, if I remember clearly. I think. Sorry about that. I think that they have potential. But my question is, right? On the back end, you're asking guys to play zone now instead of man. Are they going to be able to do that? And you're asking those guys up front to rush and beat people. I love Christian Wilkins. I love it, right? But I think the way they paid him should, in my opinion, kind of point out what they think about it. I think they love him. They like him. They're in like with him, not in love with him. I think he's a good player. I don't think he's the player that Jalen Phillips is, right? So I'm not sold on Chubb. I told you from last year, I'm just not. I just think the kid that we saw coming out of college going to the Denver Broncos was one kid. He got injured and he's a different player. I'm sorry. That's it. So yeah, I'm not there for Miami to be that good, man. So I think the number even speaks for itself. The fact that they have them at 9.5 for the over under, it's kind of crazy. It points out to me again the reason why, and I'm under.
I have them going over. I think it's going to be a two-team race for the division, for me, Miami and the Jets.
Wow.
We'll get into the Jets. Jets are at 9.5 also.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously got them going over.
Yeah, I have them going over too. Yeah. But I think it's going to be the Bills and the Jets for the division.
All right. It's going to be, I think it's going to be that's going to be your top three, Jets, Miami, Bills. I just think it's going to be not Jets, Miami, Bills. You think Jets, Bills, Miami, or Bills, Jets, Miami. So,
Yeah,
because the Jets are just, I mean, when we just look at them on paper right now, I mean, defensively, the depth, obviously, up front is just ridiculous. It's like, it's not even.
Yeah.
And then adding Aaron Rodgers. All Aaron Rodgers has to play is average Aaron Rodgers based football, and this is going to be a really good team. And if he plays anything to what he was as an MVP a couple of years ago,
Yep.
So
it'll be a problem.
Here's the interesting one, New England.
Yeah.
7.5.
Me and you differ on this team.
Yes. I got them going under.
Yeah. I think they win more than 7 games.
Wow.
Because you don't tell, bro.
I know.
I'm telling you, you cannot play elite defense and win only 7 games.
Yep.
No, it's impossible. How are you? You ranked top 5 in both run and pass stopping last year. Didn't change that much of anything, even solidify certain positions on defense. And you're telling me that they're going to take a dump? They're going to take Goloa? Not only that, they took away their sham offensive lineman, offensive coordinators, and actually brought an actual offensive coordinator in the game.
Right.
You're telling me they're not going to be better? Of course. And then they have a legendary coach? Come on, man. They're going to be better. They're going to be better, man. I'm telling you, I don't think they're going to be world beaters, but they're going to be better. So you said the over and under is what for them? Seven?
7.5. They won 8 games last year.
Yeah. This is my prediction. And you know I'd hate doing this, right? But I'll tell you what my prediction is. This division is going to be close as hell. And it's going to be close with the Jets leading, Bills right in there at their heels, Patriots and Miami.
You think Miami last, or
that's what I said. I didn't stutter.
Okay, all right.
And move on before I change my mind.
All right, AFC North. This is where it could go any direction. So, AFC North, they got Cincinnati at 11.5. It went 12-4 last year. This division is easily, for me, the best.
Crazy.
It's like
crazy. I mean, Cincinnati, how many games you think their quarterback misses beginning of the season?
Oh, they said he was practicing today, so.
So he will not miss anything.
It doesn't seem that way.
They're winning 12 games.
Yeah,
they're winning 12 games. Too good.
Yeah, I don't want to go against them. I'll be honest. I don't want to go against any of these teams, but you got to go against somebody. Somebody's got to lose games. I just I'm going to say just under.
Okay. Just You'll under. Be surprised the way I'm going.
Ravens at 10.5.
Under.
Under. Okay.
I have no faith in the offensive coordinator, and I'm worried that he will ask the quarterback to do something that's outside his purview, and that's gonna like blow up.
Okay, you don't like Todd Monken?
It's not that I don't like him. I just think what they're asking of him,
right,
to transform that quarterback into a passing quarterback, if that's the truth, right? If that's what they really want to do, is head scratching in my opinion, because I don't think that kid needs fixing.
Right.
So the fact that you're attempting to fix something that's not broken, that therein lies the problem for me.
You probably want to not fix him, but not get him hurt as much. So maybe that's what they're thinking, but I don't know if that's the right thing either.
Well, they had an offense that was not pass centric. So if you had an offense that's not pass centric, and you're gonna have him using his athleticism more than him throwing the ball, where you're not drawing up enough plays that he could get the ball downfield, then guess what? He's gonna run. And guess what? He's gonna get injured. As simple as that. It happens. The quarterbacks get injured if they're running or if they're in the pocket. Doesn't matter. My question is this, right? Is he going to push for a bigger percentage of passing and a smaller percentage of running? That's my issue. My issue is, if you're going to take or limit him as a quarterback to do what he does best, that's my question. Because I think that's bad. That's when you do stuff like that, I think you cause players to take a step back. And I'm not saying that he's still not going to be one of the better quarterbacks and still a highlight reel guy. I'm just saying that in a division where things are so tight, I think just that little inch is enough to kind of have them fall to a place where I don't think a lot of people have them fall into. I'm probably the only one.
Yeah, I don't got them falling too far. I think 9 wins. I think this whole division is going to be tough, man. It's going to be right in that 8-10-11 wins for everybody. But how about the Browns at 9.5? And I think
over for me.
Over,
that's the team I think a lot of people should be scared about.
I think this is a big year too for them.
Yep.
I think Stefanski has to get them winning this year, because you got Deshaun Watson on a regular off season now, no off the field stuff like that happened last year, that crazy circus and everything else. So they're coming in this year with Deshaun Watson 100%, no excuses, no distractions, just one of the, hopefully one of the better quarterbacks in the league. So I think Cleveland has no excuse not to win some games this year. They won 7 last year. Will they win more? I think they'll win a couple more, but over 9, I don't know if they'll win over 9. So I'm going to go under.
Okay.
8 or 9 wins. That's, I could see that whole division. Pittsburgh, 8.5. I like them going over. I like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I like them going. I like them going over too.
Yeah,
I like them going. I like them going over because, yeah, they have one of the best coaches in the NFL.
They're almost guaranteed to win 8-9 games.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Death taxes and the Steelers winning 8 or 9 games.
That's it. They're automatic.
That's it. Oh, yep.
AFC South, the Jags, Jacksonville Jaguars. I would say they go over at 9.5.
They're over. Yeah. I'm definitely, it's up one of those up and coming teams, man. People keep their eye up, on these guys.
The rest of
good,
the
great coaching, young players that are like taking the next step, in my opinion. They've kind of flown under the radar this whole offseason. Nobody's talking about them. Watch out.
The Titans at 7.5.
That's an interesting team.
I think the Titans are, this is like their last time with Tannehill, you know, maybe even, I'm not going to say it's his last year, the running back, but
Henry.
Yeah, I just think it's, you're getting to that point where it's at the end, right? He's 28.
He hasn't shown any signs of slowing down.
But I'm just saying, like, I think this is the end of this core, this group.
You think the Titans are going to break them up? That's what you're trying to say.
I think so. I think Tannehill's done after this year. I don't know if they have an answer though. You know, like, I don't think they have an answer at quarterback after him.
You don't like any of the young kids?
No, who do they got? Who played last year at the end? Was it Malik Willis?
Yes.
They drafted Will Levis. We'll see how that kid's gonna do this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really a big Will Levis fan like that, so I don't know. I think Malik Willis has shown promise. You know, I think Hopkins with a quarterback that likes to throw the ball down the field is an interesting thing. I think I have to say that Treylon Burks last year showed me something that I didn't think he had. I think at first he kind of stumbled out of the gates with the incident of him being short of breath and not being in shape. And then by the later in the season, he played better. I think they're better on offense than people give them credit for. I don't know if that what that means, but I don't. I don't. What's the over and under? Don't forget before you get tell me. Don't forget how good that offense, that defense is up front.
Oh yeah. And they're well coached. It's not a
yeah, yep.
That's what keeps them afloat.
Yes, sir.
A well coached team. 7.5 doesn't sound like that big of a number for them in that division.
Who are they playing, by the way? Who's their who's the which division is their opponent?
Let's see. This year, they played the Saints, Chargers, Browns, Bengals, Colts, Ravens. Oh, the AFC North.
Oof.
play them. Yeah, because they play the Browns, Bengals, Ravens, and Steelers.
Sheesh, that's not good at all.
Oh, in Miami, Seattle. Yeah, that might be a tough.
Yeah. Damn. That doesn't sound good at all.
I was gonna say slightly over, but I'm gonna say slightly under.
Yeah, I'm gonna say under, man. Man, that's like running for a minefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, next up, Texans at 6.5. And the Texans won.
Yeah, that's under, bro.
Yeah, they only won three games. I'm surprised they got them that high.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm going under.
I'm with you. I don't.
I think they're a few years of behind of them. They're not they have a ways to go.
Starting their rookie quarterback, right? CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Who I think is he has promise, but I don't know what he's gonna, you know.
We don't know.
We don't know yet.
Next up is Indianapolis Colts. They're also over under a 6.5. They might be in for an under two because they're starting a rookie quarterback.
They're starting as a rookie quarterback. They this team has been in turmoil all offseason, man. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't even know the team. How does the team feel about the way that the organization has gone out of their way to kind of shame and kind of mess with their young running back? And how is that gonna kind of filter through the team going forward?
I would say
Because the
he's
kid.
right,
What'd you say?
the best player.
Yeah, and they and that and look at how they treated him with the owner tweeting stuff about him and all that stuff. You don't think that filters down to the players and the players, man, it's tough, man, for players to not react to stuff like that. Especially if they go through a patch where things are tough. They might just give up on the team. I've seen it before. We've seen it before.
I got a new coat. Don't they have yeah, it's Steichen, the Eagles
There you go. That's the recipe for disaster, in my opinion. Yeah. A new coach under those circumstances? Sheesh. Does not look it looks like one of those teams are gonna fall apart mid-season, in my opinion. So yeah, I'm an under guy on that.
definitely could get ugly there.
Yep.
All right, AFC West. Kansas City, of course, leading the way with their over and under is 11.5.
Would you be surprised if I said they're not over?
I would be a little bit. They won 14 games last year. I'd be a
I'm
little
worried about that. I'm worried about this defense, man.
without Chris Jones, right?
Yeah.
Still
I
out.
don't know what they're gonna do. Are they gonna they're not gonna pay this dude, huh? That's what they're gonna tell me?
And think about this.
Okay.
Their first four games, home against Detroit, at Jacksonville, home against the Bears, then they go to the Jets, and then I'll add in they go to Minnesota after that. That's their first five games.
All right. You twist my wrist enough. They're going over.
Over.
Crap. I
All that? Okay.
don't want to bet against the god of NFL quarterbacks. What do you want me to do, man?
Well, he can't play defense, right?
I know he can't. I know. But yeah, the kind of offense he plays is basically kind of defense.
What do you think,
This is
Russ?
the guy in the last 3 years. His teams have put up, I think the Chiefs have played in more 50 plus games than any other team in the NFL since this kid started playing quarterback for them, no?
Yeah, that wouldn't be that far off, that's for sure.
But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't go over.
You can't go against them. You just can't. Every time you try to point out reason why he will fail, he not only beats the odds, he wins.
Last year in the Super Bowl, that guy was on one leg, basically, and he won the Super Bowl. So
Yeah.
I don't doubt that guy, that's for sure. I could see them winning 12 wins, 12 games. All right, Chargers. Their total is 9.5.
It's an interesting thing. I am really, really interested in the marriage of the new offensive coordinator from Dallas and the Chargers quarterback. This is something that could be a match made in heaven, in my opinion, in my opinion. What he did for Dak, I think he could take that and kind of streamline it and give it to this kid, because this kid is on the cusp, man. He's almost there. I think he needs a little nudge, you know, because he has these games in the season where you're like, this is a new quarterback. And then he has these games where you're like, know, man. You know what I mean? You know, throw a bunch of picks, you know, struggle. It's interesting to see what that offense looks like with these the weapons he has at wide receiver, those big, fast, strong wide receivers. It'll be interesting to see what the running game looks like over there with according to Dallas coach, offensive coordinator that can't run the ball, whatever. You know, I what's the number again?
Nine and a half.
Yeah, over for me.
I gotta go over it. The Chargers might charge her in the playoffs, but I still think they're gonna win 10, 11 games this year.
Yeah.
The Broncos is the interesting one. 8.5.
Over for the Broncos too, in my opinion.
Okay.
They're like 10. They're gonna win 8. They're gonna win 9 or 10 games.
I'm gonna go just under. I don't know. Russell Wilson, is he going to be saved by Peyton?
I don't think necessarily saved. I think, what's the word I'm trying to get? Think he's going to bring him back to some semblance of a pro quarterback, because he did not look a lot like a pro quarterback last year, including that game I went to see him play against the 49ers in Colorado. So I think he'd bring him back to something that looks like Russell Wilson. But is that going to be enough to propel this team with the way the AFC is, how dangerous the AFC is? That's the question for me. And I think it's a not.
You got them going over. Okay. How about the Raiders at 6.5?
Nah, under for me. What they got?
Not much.
Exactly.
You
That's the problem.
got Jimmy G.
Yeah, and everywhere Jimmy G went, he always had either the system or the players. They ain't got nothing over there. They ain't got no system, nor they had the players. I mean, Hunter Renfrow, great wide receiver. Adams, great wide receiver. You know what I mean? Great pass rusher in what's his name, the kid, Mad Max. I don't know. And even if he was on that defense, that was like basically one of the worst defenses in the NFL, even with him playing the way he was playing. So yeah, no, they're playing on, they're under.
So I got the division winners, Jets, Cincy, the Jags, and KC. You got Buffalo winning the East, or you got the Jets?
What are you trying to do to me? I gotta ride with my team, man. I gotta ride with my team. That's it. I'm riding. I'm all the way in. The Jets are winning the AFC East
All right, so you
and advancing.
got Jags and Kansas City division winners. Who's your wild card? So obviously you got Buffalo, right?
That's one of them.
Who else? Do you have the Chargers, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. You're talking good.
The third, the Browns or the Ravens?
Browns.
Okay. All
Yep.
right, here's the important question.
Mm.
What do you got in the championship game? I'm gonna say for me, because I don't want to go against my team, but let's say Kansas City over the Jets in the championship game. That's for me.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all, at all, at all. Sounds good to me.
So now the all important one. Super Bowl pick.
Yeah.
I guess, all right, so we got Kansas City against, I got Kansas City. All right, we both got Kansas City and San Fran, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'll, it's time so Kansas City wins the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go San Fran.
I mean, it's time. I meant San Fran. Sorry.
Both of us got San Fran over KC.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope it's the Jets in there, but.
Yeah, we're trying to be real, as realistic as possible.
I'm trying to, but I think the Jets can make it to the Super Bowl. I really can with that team. But am I ready to go against Kansas City? Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I think they could beat a lot of teams. I think they could beat Kansas City too, but man, Mahomes, after last year, I'm not going to doubt Mahomes.
I know, right?
I just can't.
It's hard to do it, man. Every time you think this guy's down.
And you know what? Especially not just watching the Super Bowl, but then watching the quarterback show on Netflix, following him throughout the season, you're just not going to beat that guy. It's just unbelievable. And if that defense plays anything good, you know, any decent top 10-ish, top 15-ish, they're going to be a Super Bowl team. It's just that simple.
Yep, that's true.
Remember last year, before the season started, right, Tyreek Hill gets traded. What is Kansas City going to do without Tyreek?
Yeah, yeah, I remember this very vividly, man. People right? Be like, yeah, people saying that they're Kansas City, they're not going nowhere. They have no weapons.
They win the Super Bowl.
Oh, and they win the Super Bowl. And it's the craziest thing is, like, he did it, and that offense did it, and that team did it, and everybody that was doubting them, everybody went like, oh, yeah, we knew all along.
Right, yeah. It's so true.
Yeah.
Well,
hard to, not the guy.
Well, hopefully everybody is set with their picks for the season. That's our picks. We both got San Fran over Kansas City in the Super Bowl, but we'll probably change it by the time we get there.
Yeah, most likely we will. A lot of the picks are probably going to change.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, halfway through the season.
Definitely. We'll definitely look at it again halfway through the season. We'll see. But yeah, and listen, next week, week one, man, we're going to be talking week one games, week one matchups.
Imagine that.
Especially our Buffalo at the New York Jets.
Crazy.
I can't wait, man.
I can't wait, bro.
It's going to be a great season, man. It's going to be special, hopefully. Anyway, thanks for joining us as always. Thanks for supporting us, sharing, liking, everything. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Take it easy, guys.